because of that band, we've had 99 X. Of course, you know that well, Nirvana, since 1992. And thus, kind of brings a little bit of a sad end, but we'll be at 99X.com here shortly, 10 o'clock this morning. My name's Doug. I've been at the station a pretty long time. You may or may not have ever heard of me, but I've been around, seen a lot of people come and go. Gosh, we've had Mark Vernier, thanks to that guy. He started off, he was our general manager, starting from the inception of 99X back in 1992. We had Fast Freddy as our voice clerk. I remember the very first time I ever listened to 99X, before I even worked here, listening to Jeff Clark's Fear of Music on Sunday nights, along with Chaz Lounge. He loved R.E.M. He knew more about R.E.M. than anybody knew about R.E.M. Of course, we had Yvonne Monet with the Beat Factory and the Pleasure Dome, which I had the pleasure of working on with Dr. Roger Libby. Will Pendarvis on the Edge did that weeknights, early 90s. And he's the first DJ in the history of radio to give birth to puppies on the air as Satan helped him deliver them. Of course, we had the morning show with Sean Leslie, Jimmy, and Major Tom, a guy that was always very, very nice to me early on in my career. Then we had Sean Demery doing Afternoon Drive. You remember his Swinging Velveeta Lounge, The Morning X with Barnes, Leslie, and Jimmy. They ruled Atlanta radio for many, many years here in the morning. Of course, the Don Miller Morning Show. Crash Clark doing traffic for many years, getting fired many times. He'd, you know, he'd give you the shirt off his back for a Budweiser and maybe even the herpes off his groin. Then the New Morning X, Sean Leslie and Jenner, Seabass. There's Jamie Massey, Deborah and Tim. Can't forget about Axel, too. Basically, a mainstay from the early parts of 99X. You know him well from Afternoon Drive here. His mandatory Metallica, he started off doing nights. And, of course, from his Crystal commercials. Planet Jill, she's been here for pretty much the whole entire time 99X has been around. She and I spent a very nice evening at the Olympic Park bombing. We could not leave the venue down there back in 1996. Matt Organic Jones, host of the incredible Organic X show here Sunday mornings. Done this for over a decade. And then Sunday School, originally hosted by Jay Heron, taken over by Elliot. There's Decker, whose potential is, well, we've yet to see his potential. Of course, Matt C. and Lewis doing nights here. Steve Craig, can't forget about him, of course, from the Steve Show, doing midday since the very beginning of 99X. A guy could tell you anything about any band, no matter how obscure. Basically a musical Rain Man. Doing his House of Retro Pleasure and, of course, the Retroplex. Sean Demery and Leslie Fram mentioned these two many, many times, basically the parents of 99X. Without them, 99X would have never existed. And Leslie Fram, I call her the mother of 99X. She is the most imaginative, creative, revolutionary person in radio I've ever met. I really can't describe well enough to give her justice about what an incredible person and talent she is. If you know her, then you know that. And if you've ever had anything bad to say about her, you probably were ordered to, or you really, really screwed up. And I know I speak for everybody here at 99X. They say the same thing about her and pretty much take a bullet for Leslie Fram. So 99X, great. It was a lot of fun. 99X was the best, too. And, well, we were 99X on 99.7. And so we'll see you this morning, 10 o'clock. Exclusively at 99X.com. I'll leave you with this.
Okay, back to music.
This is 99X.com.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. I hope you have the time of your life.
Officially the first day now. Feels weird. We'll talk about it a little bit more later on today, but if you were just listening to 99X and now you're listening to The Burt Show and you're listening to Q100, this is our new home.
Right.
Q100 is now on 99.7 and 99X continues its heritage on 99X.com. It's a online visual radio station. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk more about this later, man. I was listening to Axel last night.
Yeah.
At about 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right before he signed off.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he was talking so highly about 99X.com. I'm like, damn, I want to be part of that. I want to do this Q100 thing tomorrow. I want to be part of that deal. But if you're a 99X listener, we are Q100. This is the Burt Show. And we do this every single morning before 6 o'clock. We know how tough it is for you guys to get up this early in the morning. It sucks. It's just really, really tough. And when you talk to people outside of 6 that don't get up this early, they can't possibly understand what life is like at 4 in the morning,
it
right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're getting up at 4. It doesn't matter if you are about to get off your overnight shift. It's just the world revolves around the people that get up at 6, that go to work at 8, that get off work at 5. And so you have to adjust your sleep schedule,